Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
The Sari Sari Sisterhood, it came out of an idea from the entrepreneurs. So you know us already, Nikki, and the SBS team, but we're a collective of Melbourne-based female entrepreneurs which are looking to raise awareness of Filipino cuisine, culture and communities through our creative events. And over the past year, we've been doing that in the form of Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, as well as other creative events that we've done in conjunction with Cebu Pacific. So as the co-founders of the Entrepreneurs, myself and Fidesz Santos Aguiles have met so many amazing Filipinas and other women of colour creatives who've generously given their support and talents to our cause. So the Sari Sari Sisterhood really came to life as a platform to help us connect and celebrate the diversity of talents that we have come across in the form of the Filipinas, the women of colour and other entrepreneurial individuals here in Australia. And so we hope that it becomes just a network for us to inspire, connect and support each other in our respective passion projects, whether it be that or side hustles or full-time ventures, so that in a similar way that our own mothers found their network of comadres when they first moved to Australia, we can also celebrate that sisterhood that we form so that we can become that strong and determined entrepreneurs to drive forward in our respective entrepreneurial journeys.
Speaking of connecting, how do you find the Pinay entrepreneurs that are part of your sisterhood?
Marie, I actually know her as one of my high school friends, slash she's also somewhat related to me in the form of my cousin-in-law. So when I first got married, I actually sort of leveraged on Marie's skill sets to help me create my invitations. So since then, she's obviously used that starting point to evolve her business as well in this in creative events. So as the owner of the Green Empire Street, Darlene helped us as entrepreneurs to green up our spaces with the beautiful plants and props that she's curated so beautifully, and that has really helped to invoke that feeling of the tropical Philippines with pops of colour from the Manila streets at our events. And it's actually nice to know that the market was actually the place that we made our first connection between Darlene in her capacity as Green Empire Street and myself in my capacity as entrepreneurs and the owner of Sweet Cora Cakes. We were in the same market at Footscray Finds.
Oh, nice.
And all I remember hearing this, you know, lovely woman passing by going, "Oh my God, is that really Calamansi tart?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is. Like, do you want to try it?" And I remember, yeah, just basically that being the catalyst for us sharing our stories of being Filipinas in business and wanting to actually do something to promote our culture, but doing it in the creative way. Her, Darlene, through her plants, and myself through my suite. So through that, it was just like the beginning of a beautiful friendship as well as collaboration through our business journeys as well. And so it's just realizing that as we grow in our respective journeys, what we've done in our respective spaces has also grown, and we're finding opportunities to connect with each other again. And now with entrepreneurs being, you know, the collective that we have, there's definitely some new opportunities that have popped up that have allowed us to strengthen this sisterhood.
Darlene, you said that you started out as a plant seller on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, so actually before starting Green Empire Street, I was just your crazy plant lady collecting plants and going to markets and just going to all the nurseries basically to find my next dream plant to add to my collection at home. And later on, I mean, like there was a little bit too much and I would just put it up on the marketplace, put it in some sort of wicker basket that I've found. And it wouldn't sell for like weeks, but I remember the first time that someone was interested and wanted it to be delivered, I was so excited, and the feeling of someone having the wicker basket that I found and a plant that I put together in their home, it was sort of like a feeling that, it lasted with me. It was I started doing that a bit more, and as more and more people were coming, picking up plants from my two-bedroom apartment, they'd ask me to source them other plants that they haven't found anywhere else. And with with all the nurseries that I've been to and visited, I knew where to find quite a lot of plants, like a large varied plants and unique ones as well. So I just said yes and sort of went along with it. And then over time, there was it started to, you know, there was a lot of people coming in and out of a two-bedroom apartment, which looked a little sus. And then I took the next step and I thought a market, maybe we should do a market. And I signed up for my first market, which was at Kensington with a Commodore. And so we had to do so many trips to get all the plants into the market space that we had. Not knowing that there would be so many people that are interested in the plants that we've curated for indoors. We were overwhelmed. I didn't even have a bum bag. It was just like I didn't even have change. It was crazy. There was a lot of people wanting plants and I couldn't keep up. And the market managers had to help me. It was overwhelming, but over time we did more and more markets. And then after that, we also opened a website and created an Instagram account and so on. And now we've opened a storefront for Green Empire Street, which is a crazy journey and unexpected. But it's overwhelming and it's nice.
Darlene, what made you decide to go into plants in particular? Like, what about your background kind of sparked that interest in you?
I think for me, it was more a longing for, that being surrounded by nature and also growing up in Pangasinan, which is a farming province. I grew up with us as little kids trying to grow our ampalaya seeds and trying to help water the field with the grandpa. So I think for me, coming to Australia and not having that nature side, me being not surrounded with that nature, it gave me that longing, a sense of longing for to be surrounded by natural things. So I think therefore when I discovered, that I could have indoor plants inside my home and most of the indoor plants are tropical, which is reminiscent to all the plants that we have in the Philippines, it gave me that sort of comfort knowing that I can have a bit of that in my home. And yes.
And Marie, you did say that you've moved on from Style Co. because you wanted to create new ideas, new ventures, and you wanted time with your two little boys. So can you tell us first about this journey from then till now? Like, how did you get into retail and creative consultancy and your experience with the Style Co.?
The Style Co. is actually my fifth business. I've just always, even working full-time, I've always sort of wanted to do things on the side and exploring creativity and, kind of making something out of nothing. I worked in a lot of corporate style jobs, which, you're told when you're young, that's what you do. You go to school, you study, and then you get a corporate job and, something secure, something that pays well, and then you get married and you buy a house and, all of that. And I was probably a little bit less traditional in that sense, where I always sort of went looking for something different. Outside of that corporate world, I would just find constant inspiration in creating new things. So I had a jewelry brand. I studied fashion a little bit and, had my own fashion agency. And then it wasn't really until I got married that I realized, how traditional and rigid weddings could be. And I was never really one of those girls that, dreamed about my wedding and I wanted it this way and that way. I just wasn't really into flowers or anything like that. And, yeah, so I just started obsessing over blogs over in the US, and, you know, there was a big trend for DIY events and DIY styling over there. And, you know, I think part of our culture is that we're craftspeople, you know, we're creative. We can make something out of nothing. And my grandma, which, you know, I've been talking to a lot of my aunties and my dad about as they were growing up, she used to create something out of nothing. She used to say, well, why do we have to do it this way? Let's do it differently, or let's, you know, create something so we can make more money for my family. And I think they had like 8, 9 brothers and sisters. And so they, you know, they had to make money for their family however way they needed to. And I just always questioned that. I was like, well, maybe I can make money in other ways.
But I'm sure you have particular memorable events that you said, hey, that was really creative. That was different.
Yeah, it's probably the most difficult event that I've ever had to do, but also my favorite. And when we were starting out, lots of people didn't really know what we did. Like the title of event stylist or wedding stylist or event designer didn't really exist in Australia at the time. A lot of it was being done in the US. And so we really had to explain why we wanted people to pay us to create a different environment and a different aesthetic. But we found a couple who wanted to get married on their property and wanted something really different. But to them, they had asked us to do sort of an outdoor wedding outside of their house. And we realized that they actually owned another property across the road, and it was just completely bare, and it just had goats. There was grass up until, you know, your shoulders, and goats roaming around, and there were, like, you know, probably snakes and spiders everywhere. But I kind of was like, you know what, why don't we do it in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle of that field? Let's just build it from the ground up. And, you know, I walked them through the idea of creating an experience for their guests, from the ceremony that we build to an area that we carved out of the grass, and we build a bar, and, you know, we'll serve their favorite cocktails, and then we'll create another pathway into another area of the field and create, you know, like a 20-meter table. It's all about, I guess it's about storytelling, and, you know, half of the pitch is that storytelling and getting them to visualize that journey more than it is about how all the pieces, like all the, you know, physical pieces come together.
This is for anyone. So what is the importance of women empowering other women? Why is it important to you, and what does it mean for you to get the support?
So I think women supporting women has always been important to me, because if you don't have someone that actually looks or sounds like you in a place of power, you never feel like it's possible to actually be in that empowered state. And whilst, you know, there's obviously some great sort of initiatives in place within the workplace as well as within our respective communities for women-led initiatives, I think we're still in a situation where women of colour-led initiatives is still lacking. And I think that's why, you know, the Entrepreneurs as well as the Sari Sari Sisterhood has come to be. And that is creating a space where people felt like they were being empowered to drive towards whatever their respective goals are. And I think for me, it's also just homage back to the fact that, you know, us being daughters of immigrants, the strength that we find ourselves in now has really drawn from the strength that we saw our own mothers, our own tithas, our own lawlers have when they first migrated here to Australia.
I'll give Grace a final word. Can you invite us again to your event, Pots and Plants, this coming November?
Yes, so in just over a week's time, we'll be having Pots and Plants blooming into the entrepreneurial life, where both Darlene, Kimberly and Marie will be there speaking about their entrepreneurial journeys. It will be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the new showroom space at Green Empire Street on 89 McIntyre Road in Sunshine North. And tickets are still available on our IG bio Entrepreneur Instagram bio as well as Eventbrite. But we do want to re-emphasize that this is an event that is inclusive of all, whatever walk of life you come from. This is really a an opportunity to actually just share our common challenges, the opportunities that we've been able to drive towards, and see whether or not we can really just inspire each other to grow in our respective fields.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.